Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, welcome back. This is Reba Haas.
This is Eric Osnes.
And we are Open House with Team Reba. Back into lots of fun conversation. Sorry, I every single show, that song comes on, and I just get lost.
You start dancing and
I do.
Jumping
I start
around a
clapping
bit.
And snapping right. my fingers.
I thought that was this. You're excited that this is a live call-in show and that people can call us. At
I am about that, too.
812-1300.
Say it one more time because I talked.
866-712-1300.
Yeah, and we're posting that all over like Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter right now, too. So you can find
Absolutely.
It somewhere.
Right.
You got no reason why you shouldn't be calling.
That's right. That's right. With your pressing questions.
Don't be shy.
Not
we're
at
really
all.
Nice people on the phone. Honestly.
We're very gentle.
We have to yes. Well, we have to work with the public all the time.
Sure.
So we have to know how to play nice in the sandbox.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean that's part of like our whole
that's right.
job description.
No, we're not pushing playing. Anybody off the slide. We're gonna be
no.
fine.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no, we'll no be, not like my yeah. brother when I was a little kid. He used to shove me off the slide. That's well, where I got this scar right here.
That explains.
I bit right through that, my face one time.
That answers a
did
few
that.
Questions that I have.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah.
Makes sense. Good.
Answers a few questions you have. Oh my goodness, I'll have to ask about that later. But anyway, all right. So before the break, you were describing this transaction where there's some unrealistic expectations put upon truly everybody mm-hmm. in the transaction
sure.
because
sure.
people with that expectation of the closing date start assigning other things in their lives, you know, like moving trucks and dates to, you know, give their
landlord.
Vacation. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, their holidays,
everything.
Where they're planning to have their holiday,
That's
you know,
right.
all of that, right?
That's right.
So I want to kind of go the other direction. I was like, we can pretty much just agree that the folks involved in that transaction did a huge disservice to some folks. And it's unfortunate that they're pointing the finger at you because I've worked with you for 12 years, almost 13 now. And we were chatting about this earlier that out of all these referral partners that I work with over the years, and I'm, you know me, I'm very diligent about building good partnerships with lots of different kinds of companies because my clients have all kinds of needs,
sure.
right? And, you know, we're required to have, you know, several lenders that we can, you know, refer out.
Of course, yeah. You've got to be able to refer and
right.
be comfortable with those people.
Yeah, and so we can't always just, you know, personally direct, but we have to give some options. And I have 80 to 100 companies minimum each year that I provide referrals to.
Mm-hmm.
Some more than others because we need their services more frequently. But literally 80 to 100 companies
yep.
get some kind of referral from us every year.
Right.
And we have really high standards in my group and we get lots of feedback from our clients about the experiences they have. And you looked a little surprised when I told you this before the show, because I said I was going to bring it up, but you're the only lender out of 13 years that I'm still working with.
Holy cow. Wow.
Because I know not just dozens, I probably know like 100 different loan
sure,
officers
sure.
by this time. And you're the only one who consistently has been as knowledgeable as you are. You know, we've taught lots of classes together. You're really focused on education and you do a really excellent job with the education. I've taught classes with lots of other people too.
Sure.
But you're still my favorite co-teacher because of how you do your teaching and your education and because of your background.
Oh,
right?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Well, my head's going
to explode.
It's a
season.
Here.
I know. Careful
I know.
There. You may not be able to keep your little Get earphones
little mutual
on.
Mutual Admiration
right
Society
off.
Going here. That's right.
Well, you know, it is the season of giving, so I'm giving you a compliment
well,
right
thank
now.
You.
How's
I,
that?
I could use that today.
Okay. Yeah. Especially so, after what you told me, I
yeah.
was like, oh my gosh, that's being like so mean, you know?
Oh, it just goes kind of with the territory sometime. But well, thank you. But, and you know, it's even on the lending side, I'm going to say the same thing because I work with a lot of real estate agents. And over the years, this is over 30 years I've been in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why hashtag Eric is bald.
Yo, thank you so much. Yeah. So
I had to throw it in.
And here, I was just going to give you a compliment. Take it back.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, when you came into the business, you were one of the first agents I've ever seen that had an actual business plan and a marketing plan and
a budget.
Executed it. And when we have a transaction come together, You know, if I had the good fortune of working on it, I'm going to get an email from you that says, here's our timelines, here's who's involved, here's the key players, here's when we expect loan approval, appraisal, home inspections, escrow, closing, all of that. It's all laid out, and there's a defined timeline there. And I can tell you that in with other agents, I see that same level of detail. Some total of maybe, I don't know, zero times. I just don't get it.
Are you serious?
No, I just don't get it. A lot of the times, even on a purchase contract, the agents are required to list out who is handling the title and the escrow. Every time I have to call the agents and say, which office? Is there a person that you want me to work with?
Is there a phone number? Try and take that off, that load off of you.
Right. But the point is that, that most people are not working with a high level of organization or dare I say professionalism, you know, with that. So it's good. It's really refreshing to see that. So and part of the reason we're kind of thinking about on the show today is to kind of say, well, you know, these are some things that are really common sense. You know, when you're putting a transaction together and working on something complex, but not every agent does that. And you know, or every loan officer does that.
Right.
So it's refreshing when you've got a circumstance where you do and everybody works together.
Yeah. So to your point about the professionalism and everything else, why many people have rotated off of our list as the lending professional is because we've either seen a drop in their communication skills or their ability to manage a transaction, or, you know, it's only been a few times where the bank that they're actually with is the problem. It usually boils down to the individual who's managing your transaction, right? And I'll give an example. There was a gal I worked with years ago. She's not even in the industry, so I'll feel comfortable bringing this up. But she was in the industry, and she was kind of doing CPA work on the side as well as lending, and she thought that was a great combo because she would know people's tax situations and she could provide, you know, insight into lending. Well, the problem was, though, we would try and work with her, and we would send a referral her way, and it got to a point where we're like, why have 5 business days gone by and you haven't even called this person?
Oops.
Like, what are you so focused on over there that you can't even pick up the phone and make a phone call? And people today expect hyper fast responses, almost sometimes a little bit more than they should.
It's
immediate. The internet has been great, but it's also been awful because there's so many people that think, click a button, I get a response immediately.
Right.
But the reality of our worlds is, there's plenty of times that we're not available for maybe 2 hours or more because we're in the middle of
we're in a meeting,
working.
We're face to face with someone.
Yeah, exactly. There's there's a lot of different things that can impact that. But 5 business days, I mean, was just absolutely outrageous. And so what I always like to do is, I'll go to those vendors and say, hey, is this a one-time situation or is something becoming systemic?
Fair. Right, that's totally fair.
In how you're doing your business that we need to know about. And because I have had lenders where part of it was the processing team was not getting back to anybody. And I know you've worked at firms where, that's why you've left firms like that. Because when people become non-responsive, it's just not okay in our world.
Right.
So we've cycled through. And that gal eventually, you know, I had another couple of times where she was just completely non-responsive. And it was like, okay, we can only go so long before we have to just pull you off our recommend list, because in the end, it's a reflection on me and my team.
Of course.
You know, anyone we refer out. So, because we don't sell, you know, we don't build the houses we sell. So it's all about our reputation. So you have been a consistent positive for the reputation of Team Reba, which is why we've done so many things partnered together.
Vice versa. Yeah. It's always nice to be able to refer clients to someone and you can be relaxed about it.
Yes.
So
yes,
nobody ever wants to have someone come back and say, geez, why'd you send me to that person?
That was awful.
They're crazy.
What a hosebagger, you know, or whatever.
That's not an official
term. I don't know where that came from, but it was, I was trying to think of a neutral but not nice term.
All the words that are popping in my head would be bleeped out by.
I know. That's why I was, you know, okay. All right. So anyway, so here's the thing. Every time I sit down with a client, because sometimes I get the client first and then refer them to you. And sometimes you meet the client and then you refer them. But when I sit down with somebody, they want to know kind of what to expect.
Right.
So I'd like to kind of throw this back and forth where what start telling us, you know, tell our audience that's out there. What happens when somebody calls you up? Like if I refer you off, what can somebody anticipate is going to happen in that first communication with you?
Oh, sure. Well, I kind of liken every transaction to a story problem. And for me to be able to solve that problem, I've got to get some information. So I'm gonna first ask a bunch of questions, mm-hmm. and I want to know, you know, kind of what's their story, what are their plans, what are their financial goals, how long do they plan on keeping the home they buy?
Right, that's an important one.
It's super important. And do they have any major events coming up in their life in the future, the short future, mm-hmm. and, you know, longer term future, you know, that could affect you know how we structure things up front, and all those questions will help me make recommendations that are going to be appropriate for their circumstance. So, mm-hmm. so I start with that. I just want to get to know them and understand their circumstance. Then I'm going to get into a bit more detail and ask about income, credit. You know, if they've got documents, we'll look at that. So then I can take their information, their goals and everything. Now I've got some hard numbers to work with. And then I run that in through the blender in my brain, which has all of the loan guidelines, all the rules, the regulations. There's 120 rule changes going on a month right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to basically underwrite their circumstances so that I can come up with solutions, with loan options and payments and cash to close and pros and cons, all these different things mm-hmm. that are going to fit their circumstances.
Right.
And
everybody is so different.
Every single transaction is different. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to have the kind of the knowledge level of what's going on in the industry and the changes, the underwriting rules and everything, because if you miss one, it's going to hit you a couple weeks down the road.
Right.
And we don't want transactions to blow up because of a policy was missed or a guideline was misunderstood. So I try and take a lot of time and care and make sure that you know, we're thinking about all of that. And also that I'm suggesting programs or options that are, again, in my customer's best interests, not mm-hmm. necessarily mine.
Well, I want to talk, you know, we're not going to have enough time in this segment. Next segment, I want to talk about what are some of those life situations, because those impact both your and my direction
totally.
With the client.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we come back, call us at 866-712-1300 with your questions.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.